And if it were larger than that,
a bluff or something,
mm-hmm, or even very, very large, it would be a
mountain.
Mm-hmm. And this thing, you would call what? It's just a.
That's a doorknob.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use the term knob to mean a hill? Have you ever heard it used that way?
What in what?
The word knob.
Yes, on a hill. It's a rise on a hill.
Mm-hmm. And
they have a lot of them in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's pretty familiar term up there. The rocky side of a mountain that just drops straight off like this, what would you call that?
It wouldn't be cliff, would it? Right. It was mm-hmm. cliff.
And
some of them are so sheer, you know, that rock and everything.
Do you have any special name for, say, up in the mountains where a road goes across in a low place? Do you have any special name for that?
I don't know. That's just be a dip in the valley there. I don't know whether they call it that or not.
And what would you call the place where boats stop and freight's unloaded, say like down in Mobile?
Oh, that would be a wharf.
Mm-hmm. What if it's something smaller out in a pond where just boats tie up to, say rowboats tie up to? Do you still call that a wharf, or do you have any other names?
No, I don't think you'd call it a wharf. I say you just, I don't know what any boats much would be tying up in a small
say body. A lake or something like mm-hmm. that in a lake. Or down at the river, maybe.
I've always heard of the wharf and docks or something
dock.
Like that. But I would say docks were larger, you know.
You ever use the term pier there?
What?
Pier there? Do you ever use the term pier?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
And what would you call it? Oh, say a place where you have a large amount of water falling a long distance.
Oh, waterfall.
Yes, ma'am. And let's see, I think when talking, we've mentioned a number of the streets and roads in Montgomery. What are the roads usually made of?
Well, they're paved roads mostly now, of course. Asphalt, I guess you'd call it.
Well, you know what goes into that asphalt?
Well, it's tar and a mixture of all that kind of stuff. I don't know just what it is.
One of the roads I remember most, remember how Perry Street used to be downtown?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh.
Perry Street, that was the first street, residential street that I think maybe to be paved around here. And everybody rode to the end of it, and it would go out past Fairview or out that way, and we thought that's where everybody went to ride for a while. And when I visited down below Greenville there one time, when I was very young, about 12 years old, at Georgiana, Alabama,
that's right.
These people I visited had a beautiful big car. I think it was a Buick or something. And the thing just sat up in the garage. They called it the Hard Road. It wasn't even paved, but it was gravel good, you know. The others were old country roads that were bumpy, you know, and you'd go up in these potholes in it and all. But this was a nice road about 3 miles to Chapman, and they take that big car out and drive that and come back. That was on the way.
Nowhere else to drive.
We didn't have any good road.
Or just the rest of them just dirt roads. Was Perry Street the one that was left bricks for so long?
No, they had bricks on Perry.
Which one was the one that?
Dexter Avenue had the Belgian blocks, and they used those down the river down there. They're opening up under that underpass, you know. They're going down there again, and a lot of people got those and made barbecue pits out of them and everything else when they did this. And they tore up the wharf down at the river in Chattanooga. And my niece's husband, he loved those Belgian blocks, and he's got those walls of them in his backyard. He got home that place up there.
You have any special name for, say, a little road that goes off the main road just a ways?